Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the aforementioned captain here on the the Captain's America Third Watch on a Tuesday morning as we broadcast all across the country as well as over to the seas and shining seas of the world because of the satellite and where that takes us. And we want to thank you very much for allowing us to be on your radio dial tonight and talking to you. And we also, by the way, we give a special shout out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thank you so very much for what you're doing, and we appreciate everything you're doing to keep America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. It's called the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And while you're there, don't forget to check out us on Parler, we're on MeWe, we're on Getter, we're on Gab, we're on Truth Social, and we're also on Twitter and on Instagram. Find us over there by typing in the word Captain's America, and you'll find us. And, of course, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Well, joining us right now from California, we have the one, the only, the original Professor of Politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Oh, yeah. Yep, there they go. There they go. They were a little slow in the draw because it's dark over there. The lights aren't working, and it's mostly cloudy, so they couldn't quite see everything they needed to see, if you follow me.
Yep. I like that, though. The original Professor of Politics. I love that.
Well, certainly. All right. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And don't forget, folks, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, got to talk about this fire out there in California, California's Oak Fire up in the Yosemite area. It's uncontained still as we speak. What's going on?
Well, we understand, Captain, that the Oak Fire did start up on Friday. Now, this is up, as you said, near Yosemite, near in Mariposa County. It's near the small town of Mid Pines, which I have driven through many times, been to on the way to the Yosemite Valley. But they are trying to get it contained. But as I understand, I don't believe they have any containment for it right now. But this is one of the biggest wildfires that we've seen, I believe, this year. It's gone to over 26 square miles, and many people have had to leave their homes in these different remote areas and different remote communities.
Well, it's my understanding it got off on such a head start that it destroyed a bunch of homes.
Yes, that's what we understand at this hour, exactly. So as, I don't believe they're having heavy winds per se, but they do have light winds, and that, of course, any wind whatsoever is not a good thing for something like this.
And a fire? Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
Of course.
Exactly.
Of course. Wind is your worst enemy. Okay. Well, all right. Very good to hear that, and hopefully there won't be any injuries. It's bad when you lose your property, but, you know, having people get hurt or worse is even worse than that. Okay, here we go. The current 2024 Democratic presidential rankings are out. Guess who's number 10?
Who is number 10?
Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Really? Well,
oh, wait a minute. I'm going to go down the list. Hold on.
Okay.
Guess who's number 9?
Who's number 9?
Governor Roy Cooper, Democrat of North Carolina. Guess,
okay.
Guess who's number 8?
Who's that?
Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Denver, Detroit, Michigan area. Ranked number 8. Guess who's number 7?
Well, I think I know this one. It is. I believe it's our own California Governor Gavin Newsom.
Yes, it is. Who's number 6?
Number 6, Bernie Sanders.
Who's number 5?
Senator Elizabeth Warren. She's over Newsom.
Who's number 4?
Number 4, Amy Klobuchar.
How about number 3?
Number three, I believe, is Vice President Kamala Harris.
That's right. How about number 2?
Number 2 on this list, I believe. Here we go. Everybody, hold on. Are you holding on to something?
I am.
Secretary of Treasury Pete Buttigieg.
And number 1 goes to old Sleepy Joe. If he wants it, he's number 1 on the Democratic hit parade, the current 2024 Democratic presidential rankings.
This is amazing. I can see why these names pop up, but it's hard to believe, Captain, that President Joe. It was the same ones, but it's hard to believe that President Joe Biden would rank so highly, and that he'd really even kind of be in the mix.
These are Democrats that are choosing.
Yes, well, exactly. Well, you know, but at the same time, I think most of the rank and file Democrats are going to say to themselves, "We can't do another 2 years with Joe Biden, let alone another 6 by this point."
All right, I hear the music coming up in my ear, so hold that thought. We're going to put Kyle over here on the shelf, so to speak, and we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, it's Tuesday, and y'all know what that means. All right. Don't go nowhere. No how. We are coming back with more.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. Can't wait to be there today either, because we've got some people coming, special guests, so you might want to stop by and meet Patrick Hyland, the sports zone quarterback and the insurance quarterback, too. He'll be there to answer your questions and say howdy, howdy to you. Of course, I'll be there. We'll have members of the Captain's Army there. And it's going to be just a great time. And you never know who else is going to be showing up there. And we do have some surprises in terms of people that are coming. But I can't say anything or it won't be a surprise. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Now, for a limited time only, Mike Lindell is offering the Percale bed sheets. They're $39.98 with the promo code CAPTAIN. You get a beautiful set of sheets. These sheets are going to be discontinued. So when they're gone, they're gone. Now, that's not all he has to offer. He also has a whole bunch of buy one, get one, BOGO deals over there again. And all you got to do is go over to MyPillow.com, go to the radio listener specials page at MyPillow.com, and use the promo code CAPTAIN. Or whatever it is that you'd like to purchase. Don't forget, the number to call is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And I'll tell you right now, when this stuff I'm going to mention is gone, it's gone. And the reason why is because he's got new items he's going to be bringing in. So here we go. Buy one, get one. That would be the MyPillow Giza bed sheets. They are fantastic. Fantastic. Also, the Giza Elegance My Pillows. Those are the big, fancy pillows. The six-piece towel sets, bath towel sets, which I've got a couple of sets of. And they're perfect for me because they fit me, and that's the big problem when you got a bath towel. Gee, does it really go around you? Well, these do. And the roll-and-go anywhere My Pillows, the travel pillows, as well as the ones that have the pictures and the settings on them and all that, American flags, a lot of patriotic stuff too, and a whole bunch more stuff. All you got to do is go over to the radio listeners page at MyPillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN, and give them a call at 800-641-5459 to get you your live person. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity, folks, to buy one, get one free on the select products. Remember, when they're gone, they're gone. You'll also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. Again, that number, 1-800-641-5459, or go to the radio listener specials page at MyPillow.com, and always use the promo code CAPTAIN. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Are you going to take the corporate jet and come over today?
I would love to. There'd be plenty of time, but we'll see, yes. we're waiting on clearance, actually, so.
Oh, I thought you were waiting on Mrs. Professor.
Well, that too, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, let's go back to where we were. We just had a little fun with the Democratic 2024 poll and the presidential candidates as they stand today. Now, the Biden administration came out yesterday and said that they want to provide temporary identification cards to illegal immigrants who are awaiting final decisions in their cases.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I guess they call it the iSecure Docket Card Program, basically. I don't know.
We used to call them green cards. You were trying to get your green card.
Well, exactly. And obviously this is going to cost money, and evidently it'll cost about $10 million to do this.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Okay, moving along, Russia's Foreign Minister Lavrov said that Russia's Ukraine goal is to remove Zelensky from power.
Well, of course. I mean, this was, you know, what happened many years ago. It was about 8 or 9 years ago now, right, when the pro-Soviet, listen to me, pro-Russian government was ousted by the, you know, out of Ukraine. They've been wanting to do that, I think, since day one with what is now the Zelensky government. But also, Captain, they also know that Zelensky has become a folk hero. He's become an international hero.
Sure.
He's become the actual face of the Ukrainian resistance. And so, yeah, now they're going to try to target that. I think it's another move that shows that Russia is an absolute total meltdown over this. They're, you know, this is going to be protracted for a very long time, but are they really going to get what they came for? We don't know.
No, we don't. And, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. By the way, if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600 if you want to opine. And by the way, don't we? Yeah, we do. We need to say good morning to Richard, our special correspondent, Richard the Marine up there in Juneau, Alaska. Hello to Juneau, Alaska.
That's right. Yes. Hello to Juno and hello to Richard the Marine. And he's our roving weather reporter, as a matter of fact, up there in Juno with what's going on. Absolutely.
And we know he's telling everybody in Juno about the show.
Yes, I'm sure that he is. And we received a real nice communication from him and a real nice picture of what's going on. And we really appreciate it, Richard.
Yeah. Did you see the polar bears?
I did not see the polar bear, but they may be hiding somewhere.
Okay. Well, maybe they didn't want their picture taken. All right. Well, moving along. The Representative Comer is talking about the Hunter Biden story. And he's saying that the Democrats are hoping and praying the Hunter Biden story will go away. And I have a little bit of food for fodder there that agrees with that, because they definitely do not want the Hunter Biden story and what it has to offer out there for anybody to hear, because there's a lot there that is going to burn some people.
Well, absolutely. And number one, first and foremost, it will be reflect very badly on Joe Biden and the Biden administration. In fact, Captain, they wanted the Hunter Biden story to go away so badly back during the election that, of course, it was suppressed. It was banned on Twitter and this kind of thing, because they know how devastating even the story in the form that it was then. Now it's been fleshed out even further. Imagine what it would do today if it really started to hit a critical mass. And I think at some point it will hit a critical mass because it's just going to become more unavoidable. It'll be like watching inflation happen. And you can't just say, no, that's not there. Same thing with the Hunter Biden story.
Now, Representative Alejandra Ocasio-Cortez over the weekend came under fire by a fellow New York progressive legislator who's accusing her of being absent from her home district, which is very true. AOC has not been in her home district that much, and she certainly hasn't brought home the bacon.
Well, right. And I've said since day one, Captain, with Ocasio-Cortez, that she and I think the other members of the squad, generally speaking, never got elected to Congress or wanted to be elected to Congress to do Congress things. I think they wanted to. They have an agenda. They have the idea of the far left ideology. They're out there to trash America. They're out there to do everything under the sun except actually do stuff for their own districts and be a real legislator. And that's really kind of sad, but she's being called out, of course, by someone even on the far progressive left anyway. But that's an angle for them, I expect.
Uh-huh.
But we shouldn't be under any illusions that she wants to like be a representative or something.
Okay. Well, going back to, Hunter Biden, amidst all the scandals ongoing, the Biden administration's going soft on China, but there's another reason for it. Multiple highly credible FBI whistleblowers have come forward to tell senior Senate Republican Chuck Grassley that there's a widespread effort right now to downplay or discredit the negative information about the president's son, Hunter Biden, according to letters that have been intercepted and released to the media. And this came from, of all places, the former Fox correspondent, Catherine Herridge, she is a top-shelf reporter, I believe, what she's putting out there.
No, absolutely. Yes, she is absolutely 100% pro, and as you said, top shelf. Absolutely. I think, Captain, that if Hunter Biden was just in and of himself a ne'er-do-well and someone who just, you know, had these proclivities and these weird things that he's involved in, that might be one thing. You might recall, remember Billy Carter? Everybody talked about Billy Carter.
Billy Bear.
Stuff like that. But all this is connected to Biden in some way. That's the rub here for them.
Billy Bear, yep. He was the black sheep of the family. Okay. Hold that thought, Kyle. We're coming right back with more, folks. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on.
Kyle Warren, stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If a person is paid on a salary, they have just lost an entire month of work for free because of the Biden administration.
House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy. This is Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is now trying to say that two negative quarters of economic growth is not a technical definition of a recession. New economic numbers are set to be released Thursday. President Biden is pushing the Senate and House to pass a bill aimed at boosting computer chip production in the United States. The president meeting with CEOs and labor union leaders remotely at the White House, Biden adding that a Made in America stamp should be on semiconductors. The bill is currently before the Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. Can't wait. I get there about 11:30. The The national anthem comes on at 12 noon. That's why we get there a little bit early, because we want to stand there and salute the flag when they play the national anthem at 12 noon. And there's always a very good attendance there from the veterans that are around us, the first responders that are there, and a lot of retirees and whatnot. And you never know who's going to show up. But I can tell you, my buddy Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, will be there for sure. We'll talk a little sports. Maybe if you want to get a little help on your insurance, get a head start, he can help you with that too. So there you go. But we'll all be there. We'll all be there. Come and join us and have a good time. I think Aaron Mike will be there. I believe John Zach, our buddy, will be there. Might have Ed there. Let's see. Might have Mike there, Mr. Mike DeMare from Clearwater. Hard to say. You never know. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that run Relief Factor, are on a mission. And you rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Now, seriously, folks, they recently shared with me that they're doubling down and want to literally double the total number of happy customers in the next year. Now, they believe they're going to do it. And here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, knee pain, maybe you got a bad wrist or a bum knee, ankle or a bad foot, this product will help you get rid of the aches and pains. Works for me. I've been taking it for 8 years. And oh, by the way, you start with a 3-week quick start. It's $19.95. That's the same price it's been for 8 years. $19.95 on the 3-week quick start. And you get that by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. One more time. Relieffactor.com/captain gets you the $19.95 quick start. Try it. See what it does for you. And if it works, you'll get on the plan. They'll ship it to you every month, and away you go. And I'm telling you, it's the best thing I ever did. Because the problems that I had, this helps me deal with it and helps me solve the problem. Relieffactor.com/captain. Try the 3-week quick start. And Kyle, what did we tell everybody?
All you have to lose is pain.
Amen to that. Amen to that. All right. Republican Alan Fung, the former mayor of Cranston, Rhode Island, is leading in the polls in Rhode Island. Now, I did say Republican, and I did say Rhode Island, which is a very heavy blue state, but not Cranston, Rhode Island. Now, this is a testimony, Kyle, to community roots and the toxic national environment of the Democratic Party.
Well, exactly right. And I believe even the GOP made a move recently. One of the other potential candidates actually pulled out of the race. It left the Republican field clear for Alan Fung. But you're right, Captain, especially when you have some kind of unity, that's a very, very important ingredient to this. But you're right. Looking at the Democrats and how they're responding even to Joe Biden's America, as it were, it's very profound.
America.
Right.
America.
But it's something that is affecting everybody. And they realize, I think, in so many ways, that whereas they may not agree with everything on the Republican platform or this kind of thing, I think people are seeing that the way things are going is so unsustainable, it's so untenable that you can't do this for very much longer and not have a complete total chaos.
Now, a Michigan city, I'm not sure which one, has decriminalized public defecation, which is concerning to businesses, which have all been fed a bunch of crap, literally, by the mayor, who said, oh, we're going to clean this problem up, we're going to take care of it, we're going to get the people off the streets, we're going to do this. They've done nothing.
Well, right. See, this is part of the issue is when you start actually doing this kind of thing. And I believe it was Kalamazoo, I believe.
All right,
Kalamazoo that did this.
Yeah, that's breakfast. That's what is that? That's Kellogg's.
Yeah, Kalamazoo, Michigan. Evidently, they've voted to decriminalize public urination, defecation, and littering because of, I guess, having equitable changes made there. So take from that as you will, I suppose. But it seems to me, Captain, that once you keep chipping away at the very things that are supposed to make our society have some sort of order in it, and what could be more orderly than not doing that kind of thing in the middle of the street, that's a big deal. And that's a huge turning point, don't you think?
You want to know the cheapest way to deal with that?
What's that?
Any park where they have an open spot, put a big tent there, great big tent. And put a bunch of cots in there, put a bunch of portable johns in there, refrigerators so they got cold water or ice, whatever you want to do. But get it all set up, and this is where you go. No more streets. If you're on the street, we're going to pick you up, we're going to throw you in there, and if you come out of there and go somewhere, then you're going to jail.
Well, it's certainly, you know, the idea of how to even deal with these kinds of problems as to why – you know, in other words, we hear politicians always talking about, we're going to fight homelessness. We're going to do something about homelessness. We're going to do something about this or that. But yet they don't really seem to get to the rock bottom of the problem. They don't seem to be able to understand that people are not interested in simply having to step over people trying to get to their businesses.
By the way, the economy is doing quite well, according to Brian Deese. Remember him?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't, never mind the two negative quarters of cycles, rather, of negativity. Never mind that, because, businesses are doing much better than that, because Janet Yellen told us that.
Well, right. You know, the amount of spin is just it's off the charts, and that's really all they have. They can't point to anything. They can try to, quote, lie with statistics or try to make it look as though it, you know, it'll go to their interpretation of events. But, Captain, you know, people aren't stupid, and they're seeing what's happening on the ground every day. You know, it's like in the disaster movies when the politicians tell you, don't panic, it's not a problem, but there's an asteroid coming at you.
Let me try to explain something for everybody to understand. The high prices of food are affecting customers' ability to spend on general merchandise, forcing stores like Walmart and Kohl's and Dick's and Target to be dropping a bunch of sales on their regular items. Now, Walmart has also cut the prices of non-food items, which means their bottom line is dropping, right?
Right.
Now, same-store sales are expected to rise by some 6%. Higher than previously estimated due to higher prices. However, higher prices doesn't mean they've made any more money.
Well, exactly. Yeah, they're trying to also try to give people the idea that they're not going to be, you know, the bill isn't going to be as high as they think it's going to be. Yeah.
Right. And you can expect investors to downgrade their expectations across the retail space, because if the largest retailer is getting squeezed by inflation, everybody is. Amazon shares sank by 4% in extended trading. Shares of Kohl's and Dick's were down by a similar amount. Target shares were indicated down by nearly 5%. You got to watch what's going on.
Well, yeah, and even if you, let's say you walk into one of these big retailers, you're not going to see as many people in there shopping necessarily. Now, I know a lot of people get stuff online and so forth, but even with the shelves, you may not find them to be stocked fully. They may have arranged things on the shelves to make it look better than it would not look so bad.
The Federal Reserve of Dallas put out an ugly report on a survey of Texas manufacturers. The index for general business activity turned negative back in April and has had a negative reading every month since, which goes totally beyond whether or not we're in a recession or not. Now, in June, the negative was 17.7. In May, it was negative 26. Then we moved up into the next month, it went to negative 12. And then instead of going up or getting better, it got even worse, 22.2% on the negative meter reading. So people need to understand what's going on here. And I get it. People don't have the money that they had because it's costing a lot more for everything else. Kyle, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful Tuesday in the neighborhood. I look forward to seeing y'all over at Mission Barbecue on West Waters.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Booth, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Oh, now. You know you got everybody listening.
One, two, and three, four. Step to the left.
Got a little boom in my big truck. Gonna open up the doors and turn it up. Gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud. Gonna watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor. Up on the toolbox, it don't matter. Down on the tailgate, girl, I can't wait to watch you do your thing. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonk. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. The DJ singing that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. rattle in her blood to get a little wild. Ponytail and a pretty smile, rope me in from a country mile. So come on over here and get in my arms, spin me around this big old barn, tangle me up like grandma's yarn. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Take it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonk, for the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn, for the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the bears, shake it for the bees, shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek, for the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for the girl.
That's Luke Bryan, Country Girl, Shake It For Me. And I'll tell you what, Kyle, that song has got all kinds of great things in it.
Yeah, it sure does.
Including the video I'm watching.
Right,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not sure, but I think those were the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders that were practicing with him.
It could be.
They were, certainly were all professional dancers, and it kind of looked that way, even though they weren't dressed up like cowgirls. They were just dressed up in their... casual stuff. But anyway, let me read this and we'll get going. A dangerous heat wave with record warm temperatures once again will persist across the northwestern United States the rest of this week. Intense heat will linger in the south central U.S. through Wednesday. A threat of flash flooding will also exist from the southwest into the southern Rockies, as well as from the Ohio Valley through the Appalachian regions the rest of the weekend. There's a lot of rain going on right now along the I-70 corridor and I-64 corridor, right there in between those two areas in the middle part of America, headed to the east. Kyle, tell us what's going on.
Well, thank you, Captain. Just south of Mount Shasta in Northern California, pardon me, along I-5, this is where you're going to start the excessive heat warnings. They're going to travel all the way up Interstate 5, all the way through Medford, all the way through Portland, and all the way up to Seattle, and then also to the border with Canada, and that's going to stretch out to the east over into even parts of northern Idaho, Sandpoint, for example, Coeur d'Alene, but of course also all the way down to Enterprise in Oregon. So you definitely have a lot of these heat warnings, excessive heat warnings. For example, looking at Seattle, Washington, Tuesday looks like it could be 90 degrees or above. And also, for example, in Portland, I think it's about pretty much the same story there, as we're looking actually at 100-degree temperatures forecast for Tuesday, maybe 2 degrees cooler on Wednesday, but it all means the same thing, and that is you've got this excessive heat, and you definitely want to be prepared for that. You also want to be able to check on your neighbors, especially if they might be elderly. Make sure that people have water and that you stay indoors and inside air conditioning if you have it, because this kind of high heat definitely can be devastating. Now, moving down to the American Southwest, we continue to have aerial flood watches covering almost the entire state of Arizona, reaching on up into parts of southern Utah, especially St. George if you're on Interstate 15, but down to Kingman, Arizona, also down through Lake Havasu City. So you've got that happening there. On the radar map right now for rain, definitely have some rain. This is going to be east of Flagstaff near Holbrook as you come along on Interstate 40, which of course is Route 66, I believe, as well.
Part of it.
Also, you've got, that's right, part of it. You've also got heavy rain in the area of Phoenix right now, and if you're coming west out of Phoenix towards Tonopah on, looks like I-10, you definitely are going to be having rain coming across the interstate. The other rain that you're looking at is going to dip down almost to Bowie down in southern Arizona. Then we've got also rain coming across the interstate tonight if you're coming out of Albuquerque. By the time you get to Santa Rosa, they're also on I-40. You're going to be going into alternating, looks like could be regular rain to heavy medium rain as well. So be careful out there.
All right. Now, we've got some fog right now, heavy fog, in the central part of Oklahoma on down into the northwestern corner of Kansas. So we're going to have some areas on I-70 coming out of Colorado, running through Goodland, running over to the east about probably 50, 60 miles, where you're going to be running in some fog. So be alert and be advised of that, and slow down, because if you can't see, they can't see either. Now, that being said, we've got rain along I-70 over east of, east of Springfield and Columbia. And we've got some heavy rain, it looks like, coming in on the northern part, northwestern corner of St. Louis right now, where there's some thunderstorms and some real heavy rain headed that direction. We've got rain all the way across into Indiana on 70 and 64 on down to 64. So you've got that stretch in there where you've got rain coming in tonight. And then, of course, across Illinois, same thing, Effingham, Illinois. You've got quite an area of rain through there. And when we get down into the southwestern corner of Missouri, which is Joplin over to Springfield, over to Lebanon, we've got the possibility of some severe weather coming that way, thunderstorms in particular, hot temperatures as well. The northeastern corner of Oklahoma, which brings us across Tulsa over to Joplin. You've got an area in there of severe thunderstorms that's moving in that direction. Also down I-35 south, down probably 100 miles out of Oklahoma City. Same scenario when it comes to bad weather. Arkansas right now, over by Fort Smith, you've got an area of severe thunderstorms there. You've also got some flood warnings over in the western part of Arkansas right now as well. Now Texas, north of the west, north of the metroplex, and then coming across I-20 east and to the west over towards Sweetwater, all the way into Louisiana, and all the way over to the eastern part of Louisiana on I-20. You're going to have some scattered thunderstorms as well as some high heat temperatures in there. That's also up in the northern part of Mississippi tonight and the western part of Tennessee. Got some rain over in the southeastern corner of Virginia if you're coming up that way in the mountains. So that's about what we're looking at there, Kyle. Now, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J truck stop.
Well, thank you, Captain. Don't forget, folks, the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And getting started with their rewards program is so very easy. So how do you join up? Well, it is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Simply download their app or upgrade to your My Rewards Plus app. You can go to pilotflyingj.com to be able to find the links to download it, or you can go to the App Store or get it on Google Play. After you download it, if you have an existing My Rewards Plus card, or a My Rewards card, I should say, simply add that in or select New Card. And then once you've done that, you can start enjoying more points, savings, and convenience. PilotFlyingJ.com.
And make sure you tell them the captain sent you, because you never know what that's going to get you anymore. Sometimes you get you, sometimes you get you a cup of coffee. Sometimes it gets you a soda. Sometimes it gets you some surprise. You never know. All right, Kyle and I will be right back after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.